Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Let's go! 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM.
Now, our next guest is responsible for the best reality competitions in the world, along with the biggest hits. You could say he has the X Factor. Simon Cowell is now looking for the next One Direction. Simon joins us right now on 98 FM. Simon, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you both?
We're both great, thanks, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Simon, you're very welcome. You're looking for the next big boy band. Tell us, why are you going back to basics?
Well, since the last band I, personally put together in the UK was One Direction. And since then, we realised, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, when's the next band going to come along? And there hasn't been one. And then I talked to a company, because I love this show, Drive to Survive, the F1
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to meet them and I said, I'm thinking about putting together a boy band. How would you feel about making a documentary about it? And we'll show everything. And they went, definitely.
Great stuff, Simon. Now, what are you looking for in your new boy band members?
Well, if you haven't had experience before, it doesn't really matter. I think, you've got to be ambitious. I think that's number one. Even just showing up is going to be a big, big help in anyone's career, because, it's just too difficult posting stuff online at the moment and hoping someone's going to notice you. This, I do believe, which is why I'm doing this, you've got to have a purpose. I do believe that, A, there's a gap in the market, and secondly, if you want a successful career in the music business, it's always great to start your career off in a band before you go solo.
How important do you think it is for the people that are going to stand in front of you to have what the kids call, Simon, the Riz?
Ah, I love that. You kind of know as soon as somebody walks in the room, if I'm being honest with you. I remember, Westlife is an example. The first time I saw them, I said to Louis, I'm not interested. I think you've got to change some of the people. The second time I saw them, which is about 4 months later, within 30 seconds, I turned around to him and I said, I don't need to hear any more. The lawyers are going to call you tomorrow. We're offering you a deal. And that's not to say you always get it right, but fortunately, my track record is I've got it right more times than I've got it wrong. And honestly, the only way you could do this is do what I'm doing, which is go out on the road and pray enough people turn up.
Yes, and Simon, will you be in Dublin yourself for the auditions for the boy band?
Yeah, I love Dublin, by the way.
What do you like to do when you're in Dublin?
Drink.
Fair enough.
Are you a fan of a Guinness? Does Simon Cowell like Guinness?
I like it when I'm there. I think you've got to be there to drink it. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
But I've always had fun, and obviously Niall, he auditioned in Dublin. It's a lucky city for me. I like the people.
I was in the audience the day that Niall auditioned in the convention centre.
No.
Yes, I was. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember?
I do remember. Yeah, I remember him. And then I think Mary Byrne was in a separate audition to him, and I wasn't in the audience for that one. But I saw Niall Horan audition. Yeah.
And the funny thing was, is that it wasn't an automatic yes. Off camera, there was about a 10-minute discussion about Niall, because I couldn't get everyone to immediately say yes. So we didn't show this, but I was like, you have to put this boy through. I loved his first audition. I thought he was just brilliant.
He's amazing. Simon, you're probably really sick of people asking you this, but do you think the X Factor's ever going to come back?
Yeah, I do. And I tell you why. I took it off the air because I just thought the show has become bigger than its purpose. The purpose was always to find undiscovered talent. And then I just found the process a bit boring. And I thought we'll either bring it back or we'll bring back another version of it.
Is there anything you would do differently given the chance with X Factor?
Not really. I suppose when we introduced things like the six-chair challenge, I think it got too gimmicky. And I think a show now has got to be really artist-friendly, and you've got to respect everyone's... You know, not everyone wants to be a pop singer. Some people want to be a rock singer or whatever. So I think you have to make a show today that reflects that, because you can't treat every singer in the same way. It doesn't work like that.
Who would be on the judging panel?
I wouldn't put singers on, for sure. I don't think singers judge singers well.
We're wondering, did you get to see any of Louis in Big Brother, or have you been talking to him since?
I heard. I called him and we actually just burst out laughing. I mean, it's kind of like, look, you book Louis and Sharon, you know what to expect. And they are what they are. But, you know, we'll always, always be friends for life. And I think Louis will probably come to the auditions when I'm in Dublin.
Okay.
In fact, if he's not, I will actually go out and find him and drag him into one of the rooms.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Simon, how much money would it take for you to do a show like Celebrity Big Brother?
I'm being serious. I wouldn't do it it would have to be a serious amount of money. I couldn't think of anything worse.
We had Craig Revel-Horwood on the show recently, and he said you are his number one choice for Strictly.
Yeah, no, I can't dance. It would be absolutely terrible. I mean, it would be great TV, and I'm sure he'd love it, but no, you won't see me on that show. Or Celebrity Big Brother, or anything like that.
Simon, would you mind if we played a quick game of Snog, Marry, Avoid with you, with Irish X Factor stars?
God, okay.
Okay.
Snog, Marry, Avoid. Okay,
okay, Simon Cowell, Snog, Marry, Avoid. Jedward, Niall Horan, Mary Byrne.
Jedward, Avoid. Mary, Marry. I suppose Snog Niall.
Yeah, fair.
Nice.
Decent choices.
Yeah.
Decent choices.
Nice one. Simon, myself and Brendan every year on the show, right, we write and record a Christmas song, and Mary Byrne actually featured on last year's Christmas song. So we were wondering now, if we played you a little snippet, would you please give us your honest feedback as if we were doing an X Factor audition?
Absolutely. And first of all, is it an old song or a cover?
This is specifically written and recorded by us.
Original.
It won't be familiar to you. And this is last year's.
So you wrote it?
We did. This is last year's Christmas effort. So this starts with a little
and
bit of Mary.
What's it about?
It's called It's Giving, brackets, Christmas Time. So it's sort of summing up, what everyone thinks and feels around Christmas, be it food, drink. It's a feeling, Simon. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a
okay?
mood.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a little bit of Mary Byrne at the start and then we come in.
Okay.
Because it's Christmas time.
Yes, Mary.
It's giving Nigella, it's giving Jamie, it's giving Turkey, it's giving gravy, it's giving Brussels sprouts, it's giving big nice F, it's giving old wine, it's giving Christmas time.
Woo! What did you think of that racket, Simon Cowell?
It was a bit of a racket, if I'm being honest with you. I couldn't really... It was a bit distorted, actually.
Oh, no.
I couldn't hear it.
Let's blame the quality of the phone line.
I'm going to blame this on the phone line. How's that?
Yeah, okay. So...
It was very, very distorted.
Okay. Do we have what it takes?
Definitely.
Okay, great. So we're going to turn up for your auditions in Dublin on the 28th and 29th of July.
You are very, very welcome. And like I said, I'm going to be there myself. So, you know, I think whatever happens, it's going to be something you're going to remember.
And you're going to drag Louis Walsh to the auditions, whether he likes it or not.
100%.
Love it. Simon Cowell, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM's Big Breakfast, and the very best of luck finding the next big boy band.
I really appreciate that, and thank you so much for having me on.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah, 98FM.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.